Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I'm just so excited to join each and every one of you all every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time to collectively say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how far you have brought us from. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this very moment. Even if we may not see you or feel you, God, but we know that you are there in the midst, God, because you are everywhere. So, God, we thank you. And thank you, God, for what you have in store for us in our careers, in our businesses, and in life in general. So, God, we just thank you for being in the midst and allowing us to truly, truly follow you because we understand who you are. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and you truly do come through for us. And for that, we just got to say thank you. All right, y'all, let's get into it. And so it just brings me complete joy that I was literally just talking to my daughter yesterday. And she was like, Mommy, I know you got the prayer call tomorrow. Can you give me a shout out? Because today's my birthday. And so I want to shout my oldest daughter out. Today is her birthday. And we are definitely going to be celebrating her today. We celebrated her yesterday, but definitely going to do it today. And so I got to show her the replay because she is definitely fast asleep right now. But I would tell her, I gave you a shout out and on your birthday, okay, on the prayer call. All right, so let's get into it, y'all. Look, a lot of things happened this weekend, but and over the last couple of days. And so one thing I want to highlight to you, and I'm going to highlight a couple of things, is that I'm in a season of networking, right? So every conversation I have had with either a friend or a former colleague or current colleague in the same industry that I'm in, which is the professional development and career development industry, has been really good. One conversation in particular, the Lord was definitely in the conversation. My friend, she actually was sharing some things with me the Lord had put on her heart to do. And I said, wow, that is so interesting because the Lord had me doing something very similar. And so with that, we are definitely going to be combining our ideas because I believe there is strength in numbers and it has proven time and time again to be true, not just something that we talk about or something that is said or something that is trivial, but there is truly strength in numbers. So if you find yourself having conversations with colleagues or friends and you're doing something very similar to them, but you want to reach very similar audiences, why not combine your efforts? There is power in collaboration. And that conversation didn't happen by coincidence. It happened because the Lord ordained it long time ago. Okay. And so I'm excited for what's to come. Of course, what we're collaborating on is definitely going to be beneficial for my audience and her audience, which is full of professionals who definitely want to elevate in their career from a faith-based perspective. So excited for that. Okay. All right, y'all, let's get into it some more. So yesterday, like I was sharing, we celebrated my daughter's birthday. We went to a theme park, right? And after the theme park, we were hungry. So we went to a few restaurants because we was like, didn't nobody really want the same thing. So we went to McDonald's, which is one of my kids' favorite restaurants. We went to Taco Bell, which my husband and I ate. And then we also went to Cookout, which my husband, he wanted to get a drink. And so I had to write this story all the way down because I wanted to break it down for you all this morning. And so we were in the cookout line. We ordered one thing. He only wanted one thing. And my friends, the one item, what I want you to pay attention to, and this will make sense as we continue with the story. The one item he ordered from the window is a huge sweet tea. If you've never been to cookout, they have like huge sweet teas, and that's just how they name the sizes of their products, right? And so he ordered that, a huge sweet tea. We got to the window, my friends, and we was handing the man our debit card to pay. And while we were handing the man the debit card to pay, my husband greeted the man and said, "Hey, how you doing?" And, you know, just a normal casual conversation. And if I'm honest, my friends, the expression on the man's face was really troubled, you know. Yeah. And I wasn't even going to give these details, but before we got to the window, a man walked up to the window, and I was like, "Why is a man walking up to the window?" And my husband was like, "Well, he works there and because he had a cookout shirt on." And I was like, "Well, why would he walk up to the window? That's just..." Anyways, and it looked like there was some, you know, back and forth or whatever was going on. And so when we got up to the window, the man looked really troubled, right? And so going back to the man, to giving the man the debit card, y'all, the debit card never made it into the man's hands because the man said, "You good, brother." He gave my husband a huge sweet tea and said, "You good, brother. You good." Meaning, my friends, the huge sweet tea that was ordered at the window happened to be free, much to our surprise, right? We was like, did you just give us this drink for free? Not just a small drink, but a huge tea, right? He gave the drink to us for free. For free. Can we just say for free this morning? And so this morning, my friends, the Lord puts on my heart to remind you all, to remind you, hear me loud and clear, that favor is not fair. That favor is not fair. And that favor in your career, favor in your business, and favor just in life in general is truly your portion. And I want you to pay attention to a fact that I share in the story, and I wanted you to pay attention to, was the item that we ordered. We ordered a huge sweet tea. And so the Lord also downloaded in my spirit. He was like, ask for what you want. Ask for what you want in this season, despite what it may look like. And also ask for what you want, no matter how huge. It's like sometimes we have something on our heart that we want to do, and it can be so huge, huge to us, right? Huge to us because we're thinking about all the things that we may have to do here, the people we may have to talk over here, all the things, but we forget slightly about the God that we serve, and we serve a huge God. So why not ask God about the huge things? Why not ask God to do the huge things for us, do the huge things or the things that we think are huge for us? Why not, right? And sometimes we don't ask because we're like, that's right there. That's a big ask. And sometimes we don't even have the courage to ask. So this morning, I declare and decree that God give us a holy boldness, a courage to truly ask for the huge things in our life. Something that may be huge to some of you all is securing a job that you may not even be quite qualified for, or you're like, "God, I know I can do this, but I don't know if I got all the things lined up to do this." Why not ask for it, my friends? Why not ask for it? And I think that's a lot of times where we mess up at. We mess up by not even asking. Right? Asking is free. The worst that can happen is the Lord says, "No, my child, not right now." Or, no, my child, I need for you to do this instead. Or I need for you to serve here instead. And we don't even ask, right? So I'm encouraging you all this morning to simply ask God for what the things that you think are huge, right? Because God specializes in those things. God specializes in the huge. God specializes in handling the details, right? In handling the details or the minute things that we're like, oh, God, I don't know how this is going to happen. But again, be reminded of the God that we serve. We serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, a God that can do the most for us. And so that story right there, that the thing that happened to us over the weekend, literally like maybe less than 24 hours ago that took place. And I was just like, God, I gotta share this. I know you want me to share this with your people this morning. And I'm also sharing this because you don't know how God is working it out for you. You don't know. And we already know. And we talk about this all the time. As soon as the prayer is released from our lips, the Lord hears our cry. It's not something I'm telling you. This is something that is shared with us in the Bible. So we know it to be so. The Lord hears our cry, right? And we don't know how the Lord is working it out for us. And so also on that note, I just pray that when the Lord reveals himself to us or reveal the favor to us that he is showing us, that we will be receiving of it and we won't miss it. I pray that we won't miss it. And also I pray that we choose to see God in the situations that we are in, even if they're a little like this. We can describe this story as a little thing that may have happened, right, in our life, but choose to see God in it anyway. Choose to see God and choose to see how God is working in your life. Choose to see God. And I know we talked about that last week, but I encourage you, I can't say it enough. Choose to see God. And honestly, my friends, when we choose to see God in any situation that we are in, we are choosing the path that God wants us to go down. He wants us to see and experience him all the time. Okay, I'm gonna say that again. He wants us to see and experience him all the time. And so for that, we just got to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Okay. All right. So there is something I also wanted to share with you, because I'm actually going to share this podcast with you. It's of Dr. Tony Evans. If you don't know who he is, definitely look him up. He's a well-known pastor in the Dallas, Texas area. And so I listen to his podcast quite frequently. And one topic I could not ignore, my friends, was entitled Your Career and Your Calling. I mean, if you've been listening to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call or the podcast at any point, you already know that we talk about all the time, the intersection of faith and your career. And of course, this topic caught my attention because that's exactly what we be talking about, right? But one thing I want to pinpoint to you all that Dr. Tony Evans was talking about was the scriptures, Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 24 through 25, and Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 12 through 13, and Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 22. All right. And so I was looking in the Amplified Version because I love how the Amplified Version breaks it down for you. And if you haven't heard me say this before, I'm going to say it again. The reason why I love the Amplified Version is because, listen, I'm amped for Jesus. And so I'm going to read from the Amplified Version, because not just because I'm amped for Jesus, but because it breaks it down really clear for us to see what the scriptures mean. All right. And so these scriptures, my friends, really talk about how it's truly your portion to enjoy the type of work and activities you are doing on a daily basis for work or to make an income. You should, that is your portion. Your portion is to enjoy that type of work. And so specifically, I want to highlight for you Ecclesiastes 3 verses 12 through 13. It says, I know that there is nothing better for them to rejoice and to do good as long as they live, and also that every man should eat and drink and see and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gifts of God. And emphasis on the gifts of God, because that is God's gift to you. It says it, that is God's gift to you for you to truly enjoy your laborious acts, right? And too many of us, and I know you all, I hear this all the time, is that, oh my goodness, it's Monday. I got to go into work. Oh, it's, I got to do this. I got to do that. And yes, you got to do it. Yes, you got to do it. But you also got to think about going into, think about it from a different perspective, right? A different perspective. And when you start to see God in the situation, you're like, God, I get to really, I get to, it is a privilege for me to even walk into a place of employment, a privilege for me to even collect money from doing this type of work, right? And so, and I say privilege because honestly, y'all, it's a lot of people out here that have been laid off. It's a lot of people out here that do not have the opportunity to even say, I'm going into work, or I'm logging in virtually to do this, to do something, right? To do a task or a work activity, right? And so the people that do have the privilege to do that, it is a gift from the Lord. It is a gift from the Lord, okay? And also, I want you to pay attention to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 22. It states, so I have seen that there is nothing better than that a man should be happy in his own works and activities. For this, or for that is his portion or his share. For who will bring him back to see what will happen after he is gone? And so the part I want to focus on is this part that says, there's nothing better than that a man should be happy in his own works and activities. For that is his portion. For that is his portion. My friends, it is your portion. I cannot say this enough. It is your portion, your God-given gift, God-given portion to enjoy the works and the activities that you are doing on a regular basis in your career journey, okay? And so if you find yourself in a category or in a place where you're just like, Crystal, this cannot be it, and all the things, maybe it's not it, my friends, but I encourage you to seek the Lord. Of course, seek ye first the kingdom of God and ask God, where do you want me to serve in this season of my career? What is the company you want me to work for, Lord? What is it that you want me to do to be of service to your people in this season? And my friends, when you start to ask God those things, we then lead with a servant leadership mentality, okay? A servant leadership mentality. And for that, we just got to ask God to give that to us. Like, God, give me a servant leadership mentality. Give me a spirit of service in this industry that you may have called me to, or in this particular job, in this particular career that I may be in right now. Help me to see where you want me to serve, God. Help me to utilize the gifts, God, that you have given me in this season, or that you want to express through me in this season to help your people right? To help your people, because in everything that we are doing, we should always want to be of service. But if you feel as though you're not of service in this season, ask God to give you that servant leadership mentality, okay? And so with that, I wanted to share with you a few things of how you can start to re-examine your workplace, or even think about what type of work, or pray, or be specific on how to pray for the type of work that you may be looking for in this particular season. And so, my friends, there are just a few things that I want to share with you. So, top four practices to realign your career calling, or in other words, to really see God in your career journey, is you got to shift focus from the organization to the assignment, And so the companies that you work for are your vehicles, right? Think of them as your vehicles to serving a specific population. And we're going to call it your mission. And so when you think about like office politics happening all the time, or there could be like a systemic bottleneck that arise, or things that happen in the workplace, you got to remind yourself of who your work ultimately serves. Who, like, really, we think we write in a report to our supervisors, or we write in a report to whomever, right? But really, we got to work in excellence, always knowing that we are doing what? Working for the Lord. And so reframing, that's going to be important, my friends. Reframing the daily routine as an assignment to bring excellence. That's why we want to do that. We got to bring excellence in the workplace. As a servant leader, we could bring order and integrity into our immediate sphere of influence, right? The sphere of influence I'm talking about is the influence that you have on your job, or the influence that you may want to have in your particular career journey. And so the next one I want to share with you is to conduct a joy and fruits audit of your work. Ooh, this one is good. And I'm going to definitely include this one in particular in the text message, and as well as in the email that I send out later today. And so this aligns specifically with Ecclesiastes 3 verse 22 that we just went over. So rejoicing in one's own work. We want to rejoice in our work because we want to find joy in what we are doing on a regular basis. And so, my friends, this requires intentionality in identifying what parts of your particular daily activities, or on the roles and responsibilities on your job, which ones really bring you fulfillment? What is it? One question I always ask people that are on the job search is, look at the job description. Look at the job description, meaning look at the roles and responsibilities that you're going to be doing in this career opportunity that you're going after. And identify what roles and responsibilities really excite you. What are those roles and responsibilities that really excite you? So if you're currently on the job, re-examine your job description, right? Identify what really excites you about the role. And even if it's not in your job description, you find yourself doing it, ask yourself, what is it that excites me about what I do on a regular basis? And my friends, there should be something that excites you. But if there is nothing, my friends, that may be a tall sign that you may need to pivot in your career journey at that time, okay? Or in that season of your life, okay? All right. The next one is you want to trace the full impact line of your labor. And so it's easy to lose sight of purpose when looking solely at spreadsheets or emails or administrative tasks or what have you, whatever you may be looking at on your in your career on a daily basis or at your job on a daily basis, but you want to trace the ripple effect of your work all the way to the end beneficiary or the end product, because you could be a small piece of the puzzle, a small piece of the puzzle, but we want to look at it from big picture. Like, because I am inserting this data, because I am analyzing this report, because I am sending off this email, because I am communicating with this said person, this is the bigger impact that I am making, or because I am putting this part of the report together, or because I am having this particular conversation, it is impacting or contributing to this overarching thing that we're working on, or that the company or the organization may be going after, right? And so, my friends, that may take some time to identify, but I encourage you. I have done this practice for myself personally in my career journey when I was with corporate, and it has definitely worked wonders for me. It's to help me stay grounded as to, like, why am I doing what I'm doing, right? What is the big picture here? Because we can get lost in the sauce. But in order to bring it back to purpose, and when I say purpose in this sense, it isn't like, oh, this is something that God has purposely put you here on earth to do, but this is talking about the purpose or the reason why you may be doing what you're doing at your job, and to help you understand that what you're doing is meaningful, okay? And hopes to bring you joy in the things that you're doing in your career journey, okay? And the last thing, my friends, is you should cultivate an abundance portion mindset over a scarcity environment, okay? And so a difficult work environment can make professionals adopt a survival mentality. And that is something that we got to get rid of. We don't want to just be surviving our careers or surviving our jobs. We want to be thriving in them, right? We want to have an abundance portion mindset, right? Or that thrive mentality when we are going into our workplaces, right? And so to counteract the scarcity environment or that scarcity mindset, you do this by establishing gratitude markers. Where is it that you can truly say, thank you, God, for this opportunity? Thank you, Lord, right? Thank you, Lord, right? You want to always be establishing those gratitude markers and speaking abundance over skills, speaking abundance over the creative ideas that you may have, and career growth. So abundance, my friends, is not dictated by the limitations of an employer. It's not, I'm going to say that again, abundance in your career is not dictated by the limitations of an employer. It is rooted in how faithfully and joyfully you steward your gifts. I'm going to say that again. It is rooted in how faithfully and joyfully you are stewarding your gifts in the workplace, right? How are you stewarding your gifts? And prayerfully, you're stewarding it in a way that you lead with servant, that you lead from a servant leadership perspective. Okay. All right. I know that was a lot, and I know we're over time this morning, but I pray that really penetrated your heart, and that really will stick with you this week and beyond as we continue to go throughout this work week and go throughout this year, right? And beyond. We want to adopt these things in order to truly start to understand, like, hey, it is our portion truly to be okay with what we are doing, to not just be okay with it, but to have joy in the activities and the works that we do in our career journey. Because like the scripture says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 22, it is our portion. It is our portion to do so. All right, my friends, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice this morning, God. God, I ask that you bless them tremendously from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, God. God, bless them tremendously in their career journeys. Bless them tremendously in their business journey, in life in general, Lord. God, we thank you for the direction that you are pivoting them in their career journey. If they need to pivots in their career journey, we ask that you are there walking beside them as they make these critical decisions, Lord. God, help them to find joy within the work and activities that they are doing within their career journeys, Lord, and have them to take the instructions that I share with them during this prayer call and take them and run with them and really, really understand like that what they are contributing to is and what they are contributing to is good, and that they can truly be joyful in doing the works, not just for a supervisor or manager or for the company that they may be serving, but ultimately working in excellence for you. So God, we thank you. We thank you for their career journeys. We thank you for the interviews that they may be going on this week. We thank you for the job offers that may be coming their way. We thank you for the connections and the networks that they are going to be entering in and that they're going to be cultivating. God, God, we thank you for just whispering in our ears and pivoting us in the direction that you have called us to go into. And we ask that you align ourselves with your will for us in our careers, in our businesses, and in life in general. And for that, we just say, thank you, God. We thank you in advance for all that you're going to be doing for us. And we thank you in advance for orchestrating this work week, God, and establishing us to be great servant leaders. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful, blessed, and productive work week. And I'll catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.